What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Midweek on this Wednesday, the 22nd of December, folks. And this one guards to a little update in regards to the Tax Act Texas Bowl. K-State will be honoring the Wildfire Recovery Helmet, the decal for the wildfires recovery that we've been seeing over the past couple of days. Really started last week, actually. Funny story, and I really want to put my work on blast, but I'm not going to do that. But anyways, working outside last week when all the crazy weather went last week. To a T, crazy weather came on in here, crazy winds, working out in the wind, and then all of a sudden got back in town, and then we were required to start another job with another supervisor, and then probably 10 minutes in, maybe 10, 15 minutes in, it really got worse. And this is not appropriate. Do not try this wherever you're at. In this severe weather, don't play around. Do not play around with it. Do take cover immediately. Unfortunately, I'm in a work environment, so that's out of my hands. But apparently, this supervisor was not using his head, and it took my crew teammate, who is a trained firefighter, to put the hammer down. So yeah, you do not want to play around, especially under circumstances that they were. Windy conditions were underneath three cable wires. it's just not funny. It's not funny, and it's not smart. It's not smart. I'll put it this way. It's not smart. You know the conditions, going into the day, and obviously the worst of it. And yeah, I said in the weekly podcast last week, oh, by the way, if you have not downloaded, checked it out, please do that. The Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition, episode 75. By the way, episode 76, Solo, is out now. I take a look inside, more of a kind of a little bit of more in-depth look at all the Kansas State men's basketball roster, and possibly down the line, maybe next week here before conference play, I will kind of run over the women's side as well. But anyways, yeah, I don't want to run over too much of the topic. Well, this is kind of related to that topic. You don't want to play around with it. You want to take cover. And weird that in the summer you get a tornado warning in Kansas. But hey, can you live it? I know K-State Nation, the majority of you guys anyways, I know there's that team from our east, where we're at, but you know, You gotta use your head. You gotta be smart and take cover. If we would have came back in from Westmoreland, Kansas, where we're working at, we're doing that project, we should have been sent home. I mean, now you can't take those risks like that. And you only got one life to live, and you know it's gonna go down like that. But you know, luckily all of us got back home. Our crew got back home just in time, as the rain was wicked for what, about 15, 20 minutes, and then it subsided in heavy winds, which really saw heavy smoke throughout. I thought we had a gas leak or some sort, but yeah, heavy smoke in the Manhattan area, really caring for Raleigh County, and the wildfires that happened, it was just awful and miserable. Smell that smell there as well, and kind of that make that transition to what the K-State football team is going to be doing, honoring during the Texas Bowl. K-State football program will be wearing a special decal on the back of its helmets when the Wildcats take the field to take on LSU in support of the Kansans who were affected by last week's wildfires. The athletic department made this announcement yesterday afternoon. Many K-State and fellow Kansans in Western Kansas were dealt a devastating blow on December 15th when fires fueled by 100-plus-mile-an-hour winds burned over. I did not know about this till I read more about it. 400,000 acres of pasture destroying homes, vehicles, barns, equipment, pets, and killing thousands of head of cattle. My goodness. Gene Taylor, in a statement, quote, "Our thoughts and prayers are with the many Kansans who were affected by the recent storms and wildfires." And it continues on, quote, "This helmet sticker is a small department-wide gesture that will let all K-Staters and those affected by this storm last week know that we are with them as they rebuild their lives and their livelihoods as well." So, yeah, you've been in that kind of life out there. You have everything set up, and yeah, I have seen it. I mean, I've seen it too many times down south, getting hit hurricanes and all that other stuff, and it's just devastating. And also, we'll definitely keep those folks, Western Kansans, in our prayers throughout the week. Obviously, Christmas can be a good time, and it also can be a very, very difficult time for everybody. So definitely, we got to keep those affected in our prayers throughout the rest of the week. You know, by the way, the Tax Acts Texas Bowl, January 4th, prime time, ESPN, 8 o'clock Central Time, against SEC opponent LSU. LSU 6-6. In our preview of this, will be this week on the podcast, on the weekly podcast. We'll take a look more in depth with the offense and team offense, team defense. I hoping to start it up with the individual breakdowns of the quarterback matchup, running back matchups, things like that. Kind of try to time it right up to kickoff in Houston, Texas, on the 4th. So definitely, K-State will have those folks out there in Western Kansas, along really the whole state, as national TV, televised game, big game. It's still a big game. So, I'm going to save it for the weekly podcast. So we're going to have a good weekly podcast coming up this week ahead of Christmas Day. So, again, once again, Case, the football team on January 4th will be honoring the Western Kansans with a decal sticker for wildfire recovery as well. So definitely it's a battle every day, especially definitely a battle when you are affected by any type of weather. So definitely keep those folks in their prayers at this time. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google, Audio Boom, and a few more outlets out there. The Pearl Project Podcast, all about Kansas State athletics here, and more coming up with the men's and women's basketball team as they have their weekly opponent ahead of Christmas as well. And there's a lot to look forward to. So you're not a subscriber, if you're out there in the western side of the state of Kansas, or east, middle, K-State alumni, you're a student, or outside the state of Kansas, you're a K-State fan, you want to subscribe to the Pearl Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, spread the word about the latest K-State Wildcat podcast. That's going to wrap things up for right now. Eddie Greer signing off. Go Cats. This has been another edition of Pearl Project Podcast.